What's going on, Clipper Nation? How's everybody feeling?
I'm doing okay.
I'm feeling great. Paul George is back.
I don't know about great, but I can see where you're coming from.
We took an L, but hey, you know, it's going to happen when you run out some funky lineups and a starting unit that's never played together before. But hey, we're getting ahead of ourselves. It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am positive Chuck Locklear.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network. We're bringing you Clippers news 5 days a week.
Sometimes more when crazy stuff happens.
Sometimes more. They'll get their hopes up. Anyways, we're going to kick things off with a recap of that Pels 132-127 victory over the Clips. Rough one.
And, you know, there was some good. There was a lot of bad, but hard to contextualize in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about that. And then we're going to get into a preview of the upcoming game against the Hawks. We're both pretty excited for this one.
I'm excited to watch Trae Young.
And then every single Friday, we bring you a mixed bag of both the Pacific Division rankings and Love, Marry, Kill. This week, things got a little intermingled.
Quasi-serious.
So,
for the first time in years.
In many moons. So we're going to be kind of mashing those up. So, I mean, you can't miss that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so all that and possibly more coming up right about now.
So the Clippers dropped one in New Orleans, 132-127. Clippers were without Patrick Beverley. Calf soreness, but Doc also said he was going to rest anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard was out. Shamet was out. The Pels did not have Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, or Brandon Ingram. And we ran out kind of a crazy starting lineup, I would say.
Yeah. Why don't you run that one down just in case anybody missed it?
The starting lineup for this game, it was big. It was Terrence Mann who got his debut.
That's right.
He looked a bit like a rookie, but we're going to talk about that in a bit.
Sweet Lou, Paul George.
Fantastic debut. And then Mo Harkless and then Trez at the five.
Something different. Something we were not expecting.
Something very different. And I don't know. It was okay. Paul George looked great.
Yeah. Yeah, but why don't we just get right into what we like? Paul George did look great. Threw up
33, 9, and 4.
Yeah. Unreal for a first game back.
Yes. 10 for 17. Kind of got any shot he wanted.
Yeah, if you look at the chart, he was, yeah, inside, outside, both, like, left and right. He doesn't care. He can score wherever.
It was great. 4 assists.
Yep. But he had more turnovers than assists.
That doesn't matter.
Same as Kawhi in his first game.
It doesn't matter in this game.
It doesn't matter. That's why I'm talking about what we like. This is nothing to worry about.
He said after the game, he said he played poorly because he didn't have the, you know, flow of the game and the timing and the defense and all that. But as far as the takeaway, this was the best takeaway. This was more than we could have hoped for in his debut.
Agreed. Yeah, much surpassed. And if it's only going up, that's pretty wild to think about.
I don't know if it's only going up, but I don't think anyone expected 33, 9, and 4.
Yeah.
Which is great. What else went well?
Magruder found his offensive swing. He looked really,
dude,
really good.
Rodney Magruder was amazing in this game.
20 points, five of which came from deep.
Five field goals came from deep.
Five field goals from deep, yes. Yeah, so 15 total.
That was a career high. His defense was there.
Yeah.
Which was good to see. I realized this during the game. He is good at getting fouled. And yeah. I mean that in a good way.
So prior to this game, I was having a, I don't know if it's a come to terms moment, but like, just looking at Magruder and the rarity of man seeing minutes, and I was just kind of like, what the hell were we thinking in the offseason?
Yeah.
We were so sure. And then this was exactly, this was what we saw in the preseason from Magruder, this kind of intensity.
He stepped
just
up.
Able to drive to the basket. And, yeah, he filled in. He was the first one to take minutes after Paul George was subbed out, and he filled in the spot really well. The play was incredibly solid.
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit, which is just an overarching, I think, thing that we liked in this game as well as other games. Guys are able to step up.
Yes.
Which is a very underrated quality.
Like, there's always going to be one guy who does more than is expected.
Exactly. Which is, I mean, I think is all you need. If, even if it, it's, it'd be great if it could be there on a consistent basis. But if you can just rest assured that somebody is capable of stepping up,
it's going to be okay.
It just takes a lot of pressure off everybody else.
Mo Harkless was great defensively.
Yeah.
He played
really solid.
The shooting specifically was great. 55% from the field, 46% from deep, 77% from the line. We're not going to talk about that.
Yikes.
We only had 24 looks from deep, which was kind of frustrating. I mean, we had three guys in the 60s for field goal percentage, two in the 50s. Zoo went 3 of 4. The shooting was phenomenal tonight. It was great.
I'm not that mad about the attempts. It's on the low side for the league. I'm not mad for the attempts if this is where the percentages are at.
Okay. All right, that's fair. Could have just taken two more threes, maybe.
I know, but it was, I don't know. Like, it was just working from two-point range. Like, people were just feeling it.
That's fair. And the defense was very bad this game. But let's talk about the last good thing. Your note about the Terrence Mann lineup.
Okay, so a really goofy lineup. We won't read too much into this one, but Mann, Williams, Magruder, Harkless, and Harrell had the highest plus-minus of any lineup that we've played.
How many minutes did they play?
They played like 13 minutes together. So it's not like a – I mean, it is fluky in that it's a small sample size in one game against a bad defensive team.
Yeah.
But it just kind of begs the question as to a little bit what we talked about yesterday being what should we be prioritizing in the front court?
I think we should talk about what we didn't like section because I think one of my points has to do with that. I think we should talk about Mann real quick.
Okay.
25 minutes, his debut, 2 of 6 for 5 points, 4 assists, 3 turnovers. Looked as expected?
Yeah.
Right. The defensive awareness really isn't there yet.
He looks like a rookie.
I don't think he's going to have any time in the lineup or anything like that, but nice to see him get some minutes. All right, let's get into what we didn't like. Your thing about the center, Zoo only played 11 minutes in this game.
So
that we got killed on the boards in this game.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I mean,
I just think offensively, the team is going to play better when they get off to a hot offensive start, which I don't think is happening currently with Zoo in that lineup.
He's not getting time.
He is in the starting lineup.
I mean, I don't think the first quarter woes are due to Zoo being at center. He went 3 of 4 tonight. He's a elite rim defender. Derek Favors had 20 and 20 tonight.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, I agree with what you're saying. I'm just begging the question, though. Like, I think that when you are able to establish a tone or a consistency offensively, which I do think having Jamichael in that starting lineup gives you, maybe even next to Mo or somebody.
So you're saying Zoo and Trez both on the bench?
Yes.
Officially.
I mean, this is just a pondering, no, man. Know. I'm not telling Doc how to do his job, but I mean, I like the idea of Jamichael at the five. I've been high on it. I think that if you can establish an offensive tone, because out of five dudes, somebody has to hit, right?
No, I know. Yeah, but
if everybody's like that versatile of a scorer,
when everyone's healthy, I think having him at the rim is. In this game, they took Zoo out, and at one point, Zoo was out. They were killing us at the rim. They brought Zoo in, and they went like 1 of 6 from within 5 feet. After shooting like 80% or something absurd like that.
I'm saying
you just need that.
I'm saying, though, maybe you start, so you do start Jamichael Green, but he gets the Zubat starting minutes. So he's
the,
playing
like 4 minutes or whatever.
He's getting 5 minutes at the start of the first and 5 minutes at the start of the third.
I'm not mad at that. Okay.
In those minutes, you're able to establish some sort of like
you
offensive
just go with
consistency.
It
just carries over to the other end of the floor. It gets people confident, it gets people locked in. I think it's important.
I think it's important, too, but I think giving up the rim protection maybe is not what they want to do. The defense as a whole was just kind of rough this game. It's not indicative of the whole team or of the whole, like, you know, we were out our two best defensive players.
Yeah, and the game was blown on a miscommunication on a rotation.
That was rough.
To leave a wide open shooter. It was, I mean, It was a little inexcusable, but it's, you know, it's November.
Paul George's first game back.
It's November, yeah. So it's November. I don't know. I don't know what else to tell you.
Lou, I know he's not a defensive guy. It's looking worse than last year.
I think we've seen some lows for sure. I just feel like I've also really seen some effort. Sometimes it's a little misplaced. He's not a natural defender. Like, that's one of those things.
Sure.
He's never going to be that.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like...
I know.
For some people...
There's just some...
But a lot of times what I have liked from him this season is I have felt like there are stretches where the effort is there. Not all the time, as he has been yelled at by other teammates.
For sure.
But there are times. So, I don't know. Maybe it's just one of those things where he's trying to conserve energy or... I don't know, man.
Yeah. One last thing. Why'd Drew Holiday have to do this to us?
He's incredible.
36 points, 4 boards, 7 assists, 6 steals. Absurd. Real quick, how you feeling?
I'm feeling like AD drug Drew Holiday down.
I mean,
the Pels are great. Good day.
Okay, how you feeling about the Clippers?
I feel good, man. I think that, once again, it's a bummer to see the composure lapse in like a fourth quarter scenario when the game is very winnable.
Yeah.
But, I'm feeling, you know? I'm not worried.
I'll say, on the whole, I'm fine. But it does suck to lose a game like that. I'm a little worried about Trez's minutes. Justin Russo posted a crazy stat about how he's played over 15 minutes in a stretch for the second half, like every game that we've played. So he's getting a lot of burn early.
Yeah,
which
so
I'm a little worried about.
Interesting in this, though, Zoo did play the fourth quarter. Not the entirety, but he did get minutes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
so
but
at
Trez
least there is...
Trez played 19 of the 24 second half minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a lot. Just something to keep an eye on.
He's a closer.
Yeah, but this early... Just something to keep an eye on is what I'm saying.
He's a young man.
So is Zoo. Zoo's younger. It's going to be rough, but that's how it goes.
Yeah.
On to the next one. Coming up after this, we're going to be previewing the game against the Hawks that is on Saturday. But first, Audible has the world's largest selection of audiobooks and audio entertainment. Start listening with a 30-day Audible trial. Maybe get some FDR fireside chats. That might be nice to listen to, you know, in the winter. Choose one audiobook and 2 Audible originals absolutely free. Visit audible.com/lockedonNBA.
All right, so moving right into our preview of Hawks v. Clippers. Your injury report is laden for the Hawks.
Yeah.
No Kevin Huerter, no John Collins. Evan Turner will most likely be out.
Probably be out. He's got an ankle situation going on.
They still have some interesting kind of pieces, which we will talk about later for the Clippers. I'm just throwing my hands up in the air right now. I don't know what the starting lineup is going to look like. I don't know who will be playing or who will not be playing, but I'm going to assume...
I think we can guess pretty well.
I think nearly everyone will be available.
It's going to be Bev, Kawhi, Paul George.
Yeah. Patterson.
Pat or Mo. Mo was great tonight. And then Zoo,
yeah.
And we get to see what the actual lineup looks like for the first time. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good time. Definitely. I think people are going to be, they're probably going to forget about this game, just like they forgot about the defense being great in the Rockets game for the most part. It's going to be, what are you, tepid excitement?
No, I'm fully excited for this. This is going to be a great game. This is, you know, a team that is record is not that great, but they got a win up over Denver.
They got a top 5 point guard in the league.
That's a solid dub.
Let's get into what we need to do well.
Just continue to knock down shots like we did tonight.
Yeah, let's do that again.
46% from three. I really hope that we're coming to the end of the tunnel on this slump. I really hope that the slump is not going to be a continuation or a theme throughout the season.
Let's bust this slump.
Yeah, hopefully. The Hawks are only connecting at a 30% clip right now as a team, which is bottom three in the league, but they are taking more attempts than us.
Yeah. We need to hit the glass. The Hawks are 27th in total rebounding.
All right.
Collins, their leading rebounder, is out.
It's out.
So they're there to be had.
Yeah.
And if Zubats is starting, maybe to your point about an offensive rhythm, maybe we could see him, if he's getting some boards early, you know, maybe facilitating that transition, maybe grabbing some offensive boards. That's going to go a long way in this one.
Yeah. Also, Collins was framed by Big Bucks interest, okay? Big Giannis money out there.
We need to play like we can win the game. Like we know that we can win the game.
Yeah.
On paper, this is a team that we should be able to defeat at home.
This should be a home run.
This should be a home run. Most of their damage comes from their 56% two-point field goal attempt shooting.
Yeah.
So limiting the mid-range is going to be big. What could go wrong? To your point, they could shoot better than their 29th ranked percentage from three, and they do shoot more attempts than us.
They shoot more attempts. They have guys who can get hot and, like, scary hot.
Yeah. Trae Young. We haven't talked about him yet, but,
like,
he's a top, I don't know.
Like, the side that you don't want to be on when they're having a hot night. Like, you want no part of it.
For sure.
They're also hard to defend on the perimeter. Trae Young, incredibly difficult to guard. They also just shoot well, even with defenders really closing out on them. We are shooting better on wide open threes, which is a total shocker to me.
Yeah, that blows my mind.
A total surprise. Hopefully we can continue to knock down shots. If we can't, it's going to be very, very rough. They're also just young and deep, and I think would love to hand us an L. They're not a particularly quick team, but they have like an interesting roster. And
their stats are so weird to look at.
Yeah,
because the way that I don't watch a lot of Hawks games, admittedly, the way that the media machine, I don't mean that in a bad way, works, is that they're an up-tempo, lightning quick. You know what I mean? Like, every highlight you see is kind of a fast break type thing or something like that. But yeah, I think they're like 22nd in pace or something like that.
Yeah. But then,
I think our defensive rotations could go a little wrong just because I'm assuming going to see George and Kawhi together for the first time. Bev's going to be back.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting. But I don't know.
And some of that pace can a little bit be due to their opponents. You know, if they're playing slower, like more like methodical defensive teams, they have played Milwaukee. That can slow your pace down.
Yeah.
If they try to force you into the half court.
They're just also not attempting. I think they're 27th in field goals attempted a game in terms of total attempts, which is kind of interesting. Key matchups. This is the biggest one. Bev / everybody versus Trae Young. Whole team's going to have to help. Trae Young is that good.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not on the Trae Young train at this point, I don't even know where you're going. You missed your stop. I admittedly was wrong about Trae Young. But so like Kawhi's free safety-ness is going to have to be on point because Trae Young can pass to anybody.
Yeah.
Paul George, with what he said about how he played defensively in the game against the Pelicans. It's going to be interesting to see what his level is at.
Yeah.
He had a lot of fouls in this game.
I got another one. Just Kawhi, Paul George, and Pat Beverly versus scoring.
Paul George is fine.
No, I mean, who's scoring on him?
Oh.
Who's scoring on him?
We'll see,
all
man.
Three of them?
I'm so excited. I'm trying to kind of
toss Mo on there?
I like your note in here. What's the starting lineups?
Yeah, no clue.
I have no idea.
I got a question for you. Does your dude?
I think we know the Clippers one. Sorry, know the Clippers one.
Does your dude Alex Len give Trez a hard time in some second unit minutes?
He might because, I mean, I'm worried about Trez versus minutes.
That's fair.
Trez might play 30 plus minutes again, but he also might not. This is going to be a nice chance to see Doc figuring out the rotations with a mostly fully, because we assume Shaman's going to be on the bench when he comes back, mostly fully healthy roster.
Yeah.
Are Are you worried at all that this is a trap game?
Of course.
Of course. That's all I'm worried about.
Of course.
I'm a little worried about two.
Dropping three straight would be embarrassing.
I don't know if it would be embarrassing.
It would be.
We talked about how super teams are going to start slow and whatnot. We
dropping three. If we're dropping three straight, trade Paul George. Let's try to get what little value we can.
So, yeah. Evan Turner out. Alan Crabbe's out. Vince Carter's out. I mean, Cam Reddish, he could hurt us.
Yeah, they have a bunch of guys.
They have those guys who get hot. Jabari Parker has killed us before.
What's your prediction for this game?
My prediction for this game is Clippers win. I was sadly right about the Rockets game. Sadly wrong about the Pelicans game. Clippers win. Buck 19. 106.
I was going to go Buck 15, 103. I think Clips can put this one away.
I think they can too. I'm really excited to see Lou Will. He put up a bunch of points against the Pels, which was nice. I'm excited to see the bench unit get back to regular bench unit minutes, maybe.
Yeah.
Around that 20-minute mark. Coming up after this, we got some Pac-Div talk and a fairly serious Love, Marry, Kill. Welcome to Pac-Div and Love, Marry, Kill talk. You know what these people could use their basketball knowledge for, Will?
I hope gambling.
A ton of gambling. Use your basketball knowledge to prove you have what it takes at mybookie.ag, where they make it easy to play and even easier to get paid. Use promo code LOCKEDONNBA, that's all, capital letters, one word, and mybookie will match 50% of your first deposit. All right, so Pac-Div. The best teams right now in the Pac-Div are the Lakers, Clippers, and Suns.
Yes.
Is it going to stay that way the whole year?
Yes, but right now... I don't know. I would say the order right now, though, is probably Lakers, Suns, Clippers.
You're putting Clippers third right now.
I mean, you know, looking at it.
Yeah, would you look at it?
No, Clippers are in the second spot, but the Suns are dangerously
close. The Suns have a better winning percentage.
Yes.
They are 7-4. We are 7-5. Lakers are 9-2. Lakers are atop the Pacific Division. I had a surprisingly weirdly pleasant interaction with a Lakers fan on the timeline the other day.
Oh, yeah.
You were there for that. That was insane.
You were losing your mind.
Oh, yeah. My eyeballs were hurting. I felt like they were coming out of their sockets. The Kings have won two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be, you know, Knicks bad like they were.
Yeah.
Are the Warriors a lost cause?
I'm worried that the Warriors this year are going to be the Suns last year, where I was like, do we stop ranking them at some point? Like, even including them in this segment?
Yeah.
Because they're always last?
Yeah. No, I feel that. I think it's going to get harder. The Kings are going to get better.
Yeah.
The Suns are going to regress to the mean, but the Kings are going to get maybe a little better. And they're still going to have things to prove because they're teams.
Where we stand right now, I think you'll be listening to this episode on the 15th of November. Do you think that the Kings finish with a better record than the Suns?
No.
Okay. All right. Well,
do you?
No, I don't either. I just thought you were going to argue that, so I was going to argue with you.
That's my bad. All right, so we're doing a Love, Marry, Kill. Teams in the Pacific Division and their chances for activity before the trade deadline. I know it's early, but...
I like it.
People are talking about it. The Warriors, they're not trading anybody. So I think we can exclude them from the three choice parameters of this game, right?
Yeah.
Now, Kings, probably not moving anybody.
I just don't know what's really left.
So that leaves Lakers, Clippers, Suns. Or Lakers, Clippers, Kings.
Lakers make a trade. I mean, like, Lakers...
You think Lakers are making a move? So you're putting that in the...
I'm putting that in the Mary. Lakers will make a move. Yeah, they'll make a move. And, like, whether they have to ditch picks, like, to get KCP out of there and get whatever replacement-level player they can get in there, I don't know.
All right.
Somebody, yeah, like another solid defender. I think that they're still like the top. They have the best defensive rating in the league right now. But
they do it. Yeah, they do.
But you don't know what that's going to look like in January. So
yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. It sucks. I'm killing the Suns. because I don't think they're making a move.
I'm killing the Clippers.
Ooh, okay.
I think unless it's an outright signing, it's not. We don't make a move.
I was kind of, I was maybe loving the Clippers a little bit.
Okay.
But also, just the way that the front office moves is very quiet.
That's the thing. I love it from the idea of, I don't think that it's coming, therefore it's probably coming.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think it should happen. We haven't even seen the team at full strength yet.
Yeah.
This was kind of, you know, subject for a subject. But because there are people who are losing their minds. There is a small group of people who are losing their minds about how the team's looking. And it's just going to look like this sometimes.
Yeah.
It's the first year of this.
Yeah.
Which is a fantastic situation to be in.
For sure.
Anything else about the Pac Div?
No, it's a topsy-turvy world.
I want to give a shout-out to the Pac Div.
Shout-out, Pac Div.
We also have to give a shout-out to Hot Wing 1266. He gave us a five-star review on iTunes. They're from Alabama. They said that they chose the Clippers arbitrarily as their team. Pretty good arbitrary choice after they got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. Seems like a smart user. And they're now able to defend their fandom well in Alabama because they listen to the podcast. Hey, hell yeah, dude.
We really appreciate it.
That's awesome. Great username.
Great username. Great review. Great team to choose to root for.
Completely randomly.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the hot wing after this.
Everything you're doing is smart.
For X Chatch X, they gave us a 4-star review. We're trying to figure out the sound levels for the ads.
We actually just kind of place those and then
we have to place it and then it's put in. We're sorry about that. We're trying to figure it out. We hope your eardrums are okay. And then Rude 49ers, which might be our boy Rudy, gave us a 5-star review. Said we were funny in a nerdy way. We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Thank you for the ratings. If you rate us something, we'll read it on the pod.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes. We want to know what you think.
Or Google or Spotify, French streaming app Deezer. Monday's episode, we're going to have a recap of the hopeful victory over the Hawks.
That's right.
Let's hope we get that fat dub.
We'll have the freshies for you where we talk about what's fresh.
We're going to have a preview of the game against the Thunder. And as of 9:14 p.m. on Thursday, LA Clippers film is going to join us on the episode to talk Paul George's return and the aforementioned games.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, before we close.
Yes.
Weren't you going to give your thoughts on Melo to the Blazers?
Oh, yeah. What are they doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? I don't know. Good times. Glad we caught him before they got Melo is all I'm saying. Anyway.
Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Hope everyone has a good weekend. I have been Positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William the Opinion Updike. Appreciate you.